This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Popeye's Chicken is ready to open 1 week from today. The new restaurant at Oshkosh Avenue battled supply chain issues and a labor crunch, but now says they're ready to go. Popeye's had planned to open up this spring. The Oshkosh Plan Commission will hear from another new business today. Scooter's Coffee out of Nebraska wants to tear down the old Huntington Bank building at 9th and Washburn and open up there. City staff is recommending approval of the plan. The mother of Columbine High School shooter Dylan Klebold will be in Oshkosh later today. Klebold shot and killed several students and a teacher at Columbine, then he and his partner killed one another. Sue Klebold will talk about the shootings, her life before and after, and what she may have missed. Her appearance at the Oshkosh Convention Center is sponsored by the Oshkosh Women's Fund of the Community Foundation and the Boys and Girls Club. Page 2, Winnebago County Board President Tom Egan wants a little less talk and a little more action. After a number of very long county board meetings, he wants members to vote to limit discussion on issues in hopes of saving some time. The City Redevelopment Authority will decide later this week who to go with, a local developer or one from Madison. Both Chet Wiesenberg and developers of the Mill on Main project out of Madison has submitted plans for a strip of land just north of Miles Kimball Building. The Miles Kimball Building is currently being converted to apartments. Wiesenberg says he wants to buy the land and put up 34 affordable apartment units there. It's getting to be late September and still no word from the State Department of Transportation on those repairs to the Oregon-Jackson Bridge. The bridge has been closed since May after an inspection turned up a faulty gear. And after pulling out of Oshkosh a couple of years ago, the Pyrotechnic Guild plans to have their convention next year in Appleton. The Pyrotechnic Guild had planned to come to Oshkosh, but county officials nixed that deal over contract language. They'll now come to Appleton's WIR Raceway in 2023 for their show and convention. That is a look at what's newsworthy for a Tuesday. I'm Bob Bruno. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Have a great day.